Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Chamis Esrei Nashim, that there are 15 women, 15 Arayas, that not only are they Pater from Yibam, but Paitreis Tzeres Sehen, they Pater their co-wife. If Reuben is married to an Erva of Shimon, let's say Shimon's daughter, and also to another woman, so not only is the daughter Pater from Yibam, but even the co-wife is Pater, the Tzeres Tzeres Sehen, and also the co-wife of the co-wife, if let's say Levi decides to do Yibam with the co-wife, and then Levi also has another wife, and Levi dies without having any children, so none of them fall to Shimon either, even though none of them are an erva to Shimon, but it's a tzara sara, it's a tzara, and a tzara sara, they're also pater from Yibam and Chalitza, so the Chamesh HaSinashin, they pater their tzara, and a tzara sara sayim, and a Chalitza, and a Yibam, Atzal, Fa'ilam, and that could go on forever and ever, if they're more brothers, all the co-wives are all exempt from the parsha of Yibam, Klape Shimon. Ve'elu hein, and these are the 15 arayas. It's Bitai, Shimon's daughter, Ubas Bitai, his granddaughter, Ubas Benai, his granddaughter from his son, Bas Ishtai, his wife's daughter, Ubas Bina, the daughter of his wife's son, Ubas Bita, the daughter of her daughter, Chamaisai, Shimon's mother-in-law, Ve'im Chamaisai, his mother-in-law's mother, Ve'im Chamav, his father-in-law's mother, Achaisai Mi'imai, Shimon's sister from his mother, Va'aches Imai, or his mother's sister, Va'aches Ishtai, and the wife of his sister, the sister of his wife, his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, Ve'eshes Achiv Me'imai, and also his mother's brother's wife, Ve'eshes Achiv Shohayu Ba'ulamai, if the two brothers weren't around in the world at the same time, Ve'kalasai and Shimon's daughter-in-law, all these women, if Reuben is married to them, Hare'elu Paitre Sarasayan, so they pater their tzara, Ve'tzara Sarasayan, and also the tzara of their tzara, Menachalitza Menayibam, from both, Chalitza and Yibam from the whole parsha Atza Fa'ilam, and that could continue on forever and ever, the Tzara, 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 and so on and so forth.